Wednesday night in the Durham Shir. We're in the middle of explaining the Ran about a Torah Nadorim Lamafreya. So we're talking about the nature of time. Can something truly be Lamafreya? Can something truly be a Lamafreya? What does it mean it's Lamafreya? Time is time. I can't go back into the past and change what happened. So there is something called, I'm making up the words, but the concepts are the concepts. There's something that's called Igloy Milsa Lamafreya. Igloy Milsa Lamafreya, let's say I thought something was lost. Turns out it wasn't lost. I made a mistake. I thought something was usher to eat. I go to the Rav, he says it's mutter. So it doesn't become mutter when he said it's mutter. It turns out it was always mutter. I made a mistake. I didn't see something. I left my glasses home. So I didn't see something. Then I go and I put on glasses. I see it. It was always there. Are you going back in time? Well, you're not really going back in time. What you're saying is that you're realizing you made a mistake. It was never that way. You realize it was never that way. At no point in time was it that way, because for that you have to have the level of a mistake. I made a mistake. I thought it was lost. It wasn't lost. I thought I was an oni. I took the stock up. Turned out I had $1 million. I didn't know about it. It turned out I was an oshi. When you find out, the Igloy Milsa, now your eyes are opened up and you find out something that was always true. You just didn't know about it. So you made a mistake. So that's real, real Lamafreya. Because you know why it's real, real Lamafreya? Lamafreya means retroactive. It's real, real Lamafreya. You know why? Because it's really not retroactive. Because nothing's really happening retroactively. I found out I was a dope. I found out I made a mistake. I found out I was wrong. It was really in front of me the whole time. It was really mutter. I thought it was usher. It was really usher. I thought it was mutter. That's true Lamafreya, because really it's not Lamafreya at all.
Yes, but a punishment could be retroactive if something was if it wasn't Lamafreya, okay. If it wasn't retroactive and you did something, let's say you broke the netter.
Wait, I'm not talking about, I don't want to talk about anything. I'm talking concepts.
Okay.
Now let's say someone comes and tells me that there's a din in the Torah that's chal retroactively. It's chal retroactively. Or let's say Congress passes a law, the Knesset passes a law, they say it's retroactive. Again, this has to do with the nature of time. They can't make it truly retroactive because they can't go back in time. The only thing they could say is, and this is where Einstein comes in, is that they could say that if I look, they're making it retroactive, which means that if I look at the past, it's a legality. If I look at the past, I see it. This law always existed. But it existed when I look at the past. Let's say I'm holding in August now. So they're saying we're passing the law, it's retroactive to July. Right? So that means when I look at July, I see it. But it only exists in July from my perspective in August. As I'm sitting in the they can't truly go back in time. So they can only say when I, and this is where Einstein comes in, think of time as a place. So if I look at that place now, I see it. But I'm standing here still. I'm only seeing it from my present perspective. I'm living in the present. They could say something's retroactive, that when I look at the past, I see it or I don't see it. But this is an important point. It's from my present, from my perspective in the present. Right? If you could see something faster than the speed of light, I don't know, whatever. Right? So you see it, but it's only you're still in the present. That material doesn't change. If we would look at the true past, they can't affect that. They can affect
Knesset.
No, you can't affect the reality. The reality is the reality. In the past, Hashem doesn't. It doesn't go back in time. People are under the bubble of time. Hashem does not change time. Nowhere will you find. Good, the sun goes slower. He'll slow up time. He'll speed up time. Sure. He did that a couple of times. But he doesn't change the past. Tshuva doesn't.
Hashem defines time.
Hashem already defined. You're right. Except Hashem already defined time and changed Hashem Abrashus, and he doesn't change that.
He created tshuva for the world because tshuva is impossible.
Yeah. Tshuva is either that we now find out that you're really not a bad person after all, or it changes the past, but only from the present perspective. There's only two possibilities. There is no third possibility.
It doesn't exist. That's based on a scientific, logical look at reality.
So we're learning Gemara's logical
and science. But the Torah defines reality, not us.
Okay. Nowhere in the Torah can you be in two places at the same time. You can't. Hashem does not make a nes that the past changes. He certainly didn't in Hataras Nedarim. Okay, so Hataras Nedarim says that the neder never existed. Now, if you remember,
the Gemara says if you don't count what's in the silo.
Please listen, this has to do with with something you said a few days ago, which I told you then was wrong, and now you're going to understand why it was wrong. If the Chacham would in Hataras Nedarim would be paskening, hey fella, you made a mistake. Your neder is really not a neder. You thought it was a neder. It's really not. It's a tolls. You made a mistake. Then Hataras Nedarim would be truly retroactive because, as I said, it wouldn't really be retroactive at all. It would be, yikes, I made a mistake. I thought it was a neder, and it really wasn't. Then the Ran would have nothing to talk. He wouldn't be able to say what he said. The Rajva wouldn't be able to say what he said. And I'll show you a few Gemaras that wouldn't be able to say what they say. But Hataras Nedarim is taka, as I said a few days ago. You need three chachamim, it's not a psak din. They're not being megale that the neder is a neder tolos. It's a chalois that they're creating. They're matir neder, they're giving it a din tolos. They're declaring it to be a tolos. They're shafing that it's a tolos. They're effecting that it's a tolos. They're not megale that it's a tolos. Gilui means they're revealing, they're uncovering the cover that's on it. They're saying, surprise, surprise, it's really a nether tos, and you were wrong the whole time. They're not doing that. They have a koach to declare it now, at the present time. They're declaring it nether tos. So, but tos, they're saying it never existed. They're saying that when you look back, there's no nether. The nether gets a din that it never existed. It's a nether tos, it never existed. But since it's not a gilui milsa, it's not a revelation that it never existed, it's an effect that they're effecting. It's a chalos, they're making it chal on the nether. It's a nether tos. So that means you have this difference, that it never existed, but I have to realize that I'm saying that from my perspective in the present. But in real time, as time marches on, if I would have the ability to indeed go back into the past, not to look at the past from my perspective of the present, but to indeed go back into the past, like Superman used to go back into the past. So he went faster than the speed of light. When you go faster than the speed of light, which is Einstein says it's an impossibility, he's right, because only Hashem is lamalam and asman, and if we would be able to go faster than the speed of light, we would be lamalam and asman, because that's how zman. What?
We don't really know, that's the theory. Nobody's ever done it.
But we do know it.
Star Trek.
Because you would be lamalam and asman. And only Hashem is lamalam and asman. Only Hashem is hoyahovah v'yiyah. Everybody else is under the bubble of zman. Hashem sometimes changes zman. He speeds it up. That we also know from Einstein. We know from Einstein.
More the dimensions, they are a good.
tell me, Mokum Aron Einam in Amida.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what does that prove?
That proves that.
That's Hashem is Lamalam and Azman. Hashem is Lamalam and Mokum.
Physical reality in our world.
No, not in your world.
There was no
Aron HaKodesh?
No. There was no Aron HaKodesh?
Your mom just don't understand. If you would have walked into the Kachi Kachi with a tape measure, and you would measure from the wall to the Aron Kodesh, it would measure 10 amos. You would then go to the other side of the Aron Kodesh, and you, a human being, would take out your tape measure and measure, it would measure 10 amos. Okay, 10 and 10, that's 20. You would then go over to the Aron Kodesh with the tape measure, and it would measure 2.5 amos. You say, okay, 10, and 2.5, and 10. That's 22.5. You would then take your tape measure, and you would measure from one wall of the Kachi Kachim to the other wall of the Kachi Kachim, and it would measure 20 amos. And you would bang your head, and you wouldn't know what's going on, because you are under the bubble of Makom and Zman, so your tape measure would reflect that. What's happening? We're in the realm of Hashem, who's Lamalam and Amokim and Lamalam and Azman, and doesn't have the boundaries. But you, with your tape measure would show what I just said. Yes or no? Answer the question. You understand?
That's not. No.
You're totally wrong. You don't understand. Of course.
They are Omdim Sufim, right? And then they were able to stretch out, right?
Here we go again. If you
is that
would.
A miracle or not?
Am I denying miracles? What am I, Slifkin? Listen
so
to me. Listen to
everybody's
me. Tishma, you're not listening. You're totally right. And I'm saying to you, if a guy would whip out a tape measure out of his pocket right then and measure the space between him and his friend, it would measure 1 inch. And then they would be mishtacha there. He would whip out his tape measure and he would measure it. It would measure 12 inches. That's my point. We're under the tape measure would show. Nobody changed. Nothing changed. Nothing happened. It's an ace. But your tape measure would show it.
But the measure is irrelevant.
It's relevant if you want
to know.
You know when it's relevant? It's relevant if you want to know if the Isha is Mekudeshes. That's when it's relevant. Because the Isha being Mekudeshes is not in Hashem's world. The Isha being Mekudeshes is in your world. And we have to work with the measurement of Zman. And that's why the Ran has a teretz. Because people are under the bubble of Zman and they can't go back retroactively.
How did they stretch out the Beis HaMikdash? So your tape measure showed that, but so what? Lamaisi stretched out.
Right.
That's us, our world, our physical world is stretched out. The physical human being stretched out.
Physically, you stretch out, there's no nace. That any magician can do.
Yeah, they're standing through you, and then all of a sudden.
You don't understand what Mokum Aron Einam in Amida means. I want to know, your understanding is flawed. If the space would stretch out, that's no big deal. That's no big deal. If the space didn't stretch out. She's saying, wait, if it didn't stretch out, so how could it be Omdim Tzufim? Because Hashem is Lamalam and Amokom, and we're in Hashem's realm.
But the person was there, not Hashem.
Right.
You're not Hashem. I'm not Hashem.
Right.
You're not Hashem. But we were in the base of Mikdash, and we stretched out. Physical human being.
He had room.
But
if he would take out his tape measure, the tape measure would show that there's room. That physically, in this world.
Hashem's world. Hashem's world.
You're not listening to what you're saying. You're proving my point. If he would whip out his tape measure in our world, there would be 12 inches of space. And if he would take out his tape measure before the mishtacha there, there would be 1 inch of space. Yes or no? Yes. So that proves my point, that in our world, it measures... Wait a second. How could something measure 2 inches and in the next moment measure 12 inches?
So we're in Hashem's world.
That's an ace.
So we're in Hashem's world.
But the tape measure shows the difference.
So we're in Hashem's world.
I don't know what that means.
It means that when my feet get stretched out, even if the tape measure
it doesn't stretch out. You're thinking like a human being.